What about the other question, which is, I think, very important, which is if you've got an infection, is it likely that it's just one bacterial strain or subtype doing that, or are they usually mixed?
Well, I mean, at the moment, the whole genome sequencing that we're doing, we can only do at the moment from a pure bacterial culture. So we usually know in that situation that we pick a colony or we pick one or two colonies from a plate, and we can be pretty certain that it's a single strain, so a single bacterial isolate. However, patients can obviously present with polymicrobial infections. And again, we'd be able to tell that from looking at the agar plate. There'd be bugs that look different on the plate. But at the moment, when we sequence them, we pick one or two colonies of identical-looking organisms, and we know then that we're sequencing one strain.